Welcome to Today's Issues, offering a Christian response to the issues of the day. Here's your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
And welcome. It is Miracle Monday. And I'm not Tim Wildman. I'm Ed Vitagliano, sitting in for the president, sitting in for the prez. I'm joined by my co-host, Lauren Stewart. How you doing, Lauren?
I'm good, and I need this today.
You need?
I need Miracle Monday.
There are days when you just need God. I just need just need you to be strong for me today.
Well, and to be reminded that He is a miracle-working God, that His timing is perfect, that He knows even when a sparrow falls.
Right.
So these days are really great because you walk away going, I'm good, I'm better. And
yeah.
So I'm glad, because I haven't been here for a while for Miracle Monday.
Well, here's the number to call, folks. I'm going to give you instructions, and then Lauren and I will talk a little bit about one other thing before we go to the phones. But the number is 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. Again, it is Miracle Monday. What does that mean? Well, once a month, on the first Monday of a month, we just open it up for an hour. So we're going to have an hour for Miracle Monday, and then the last half hour of today's issues, we have a couple of guests, as normal. Well, we want to hear from you. This is kind of, as Tim describes it, this is kind of like popcorn testimony night on a Wednesday night or a Sunday night at your church. We don't vet these. We just ask people to call in. And please share with our listeners, because it is so encouraging to so many people. If you or somebody you know have experienced something that you believe can only be explained as a miracle, the miraculous intervention of God. So what we're asking is that if you had a backache and you took a couple of Advil and you woke up the next morning, everything was okay, that's not really the miraculous thing we're looking for. So
we're not saying it's not a miracle.
Well, we're not
God
saying it's not important, and God does work through medicine, but we're looking for something that is certainly out of the ordinary, extraordinary even, and that's really what, as you said, you know, Lauren, there's a lot of people out there that, I mean, life is nuts in 2016. There's a lot of suffering out there, a lot of pain, a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety. People need to know that God is real. And He's near, and sometimes testimonies are all it takes.
Could I share something with y'all real
quick?
You
sure can. Let me give the number again real quickly. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. Again, it is Miracle Monday. It is the first Monday, well, post-Labor Day, we should say. First Monday we're here in the office. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman this week along with Lauren Stewart. All right, Lauren, what do you want to share?
And I'll make it quick, but about 2 months ago, my nephew was in a longboarding accident. I mean, he's like 24. It's like a big skateboard, really long skateboard.
Huh.
And he had an accident, and his head was damaged. And great kid. I mean, this guy loves the Lord, just an exemplary person. All the family came together. He was not expected to live because he had so much, you know, brain damage from this wreck. And we all just got together and we're praying. And I remember talking to my sister-in-law, and she's like, you know, I want so much for him to live, but I don't want him to be in a corner and be a vegetable.
Right.
And I'm having just to trust the Lord. And I said, well, I know how much Will loves the Lord. And right now, you know, that he was in a medically induced coma. I said, he and the Lord, I know, are kind of probably talking about, you know, does he, what needs to go on? I said, I know Will loves the Lord that much. And I want you guys to know, like I said, he was not expected to live. He just had his final surgery a couple of days ago. He is doing fabulous.
Wow,
they even felt
great.
Like he might have some residual brain damage. He's doing great, getting ready to go back to his job. And I have to tell y'all something really cool. They had to take out part of his skull, you know, so his brain could expand. And so he had to wear a little helmet for a couple of weeks. And so I was like, what's it look like? And he goes, you want to see? I'm like, yes.
Oh, he took his
helmet
off so you could see his
brain? It was Star Trek. Well, it's kind of like the skull. So like above his eyebrows was just flat because the skin was there, but the skull.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, because they have to take the skull out. And so like to the midway, it was just flat. And then the very back was still there. And so I was like, that is the coolest thing. And my husband, Robin's like, I can't believe you looked at that. And he's like, is that not so cool?
Well, now, so what do they do with the skull before, you know, how do they keep it like alive?
There's until a couple of things they do, and it's crazy. One of the procedures, they pack it away in your belly, and that keeps it alive.
Really?
And then some, you know, they pack it away like on ice. It just depends. So he just had that part of his skull put back. And so they sent pictures with his little head looking all round and everything again. And I mean, yeah. And so
because you have to keep the bone alive to be able, when it's time to replace it and to put it back on.
That's right.
That it's still viable.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that not amazing?
Skull on Ice. That sounds like a heavy metal band. That's
a
perfect
name. Hey, somebody's going to get some good ideas listening.
Skull on Ice. Mm-hmm. That's an awesome story. Now, that's the kind of thing we're looking for, folks. It is Miracle Monday, 888-589-8840 is the number to call. I do have one additional miracle I would like to make mention of, and that is that according to Birthday Dave, who just texted me here, last Saturday was your birthday. Is that true?
Well, you sang to me.
And the miracle is you have been 40 longer than any woman I've ever known.
40?
30?
39.
Okay, yeah.
I can take any age, it's not going to be 40. It's going to be a little bit younger than that.
All right, we do have something else we're going to be talking about. We'll get to that at the bottom of the hour because folks are lining up to give us their testimony. So let's go ahead and get started, Lauren, here on Miracle Monday.
We have Beth calling in from Iowa. How are you today?
Great. I am great.
Well, Beth, thank you for calling in. What would you like to share with our listeners?
Well, although this isn't like a, you know, lightning and thunder and an obvious miracle to some, it was just such a cool moment in our lives I wanted to share and have wanted to share a couple of months. But this is the first time I got in, and look at that, I'm the first caller.
That probably seems miraculous, doesn't it? We get a lot of folks who want to call in. Well, share. What is your testimony?
Okay, well, we've got four children, and our second is on the autism spectrum, and he was diagnosed when he was about 3, and he was nonverbal till he was 5. And if you know anything about autistic children, a lot of times things that are abstract are rather hard for them to comprehend. They're better with the concrete here and now. Mm-hmm. So one day, I had a moment alone with him, which is kind of rare, being the second of four children. I don't get a lot of one-on-one time with with them all the time.
Right.
But he was across from me at the table, and he started asking these profound questions. And one of them was, and this was a couple years ago, so now obviously God has been good, and he can express himself much better. And he said, Mom, what happens to us when we die? So I'm thinking, I have to grab hold of this and take advantage of this opportunity to share with him. And I just prayed, God, just help me to give me an example that he would understand. And so I came up with this example that I thought, oh, that's pretty cool. I said, Jackson, have you ever seen a cicada? And I don't know if you know much about the cicada, but they're those funny bugs that hibernate for many years, and then they come out, and they molt their shell, and they fly away. But what's left behind looks just like the original cicada. Their whole shell and legs and everything are there. And so I thought, well, that's kind of a neat example to talk about the soul departing and going to live with Jesus, and the cicadas, you know, the body, the shells left behind. And he goes on these nature walks with his uncle, so I thought perhaps they would have seen one. So I say, Jackson, have you seen a cicada shell? And he's like, no. So I was like, oh, okay, I'm kind of crestfallen and thinking, well, I did the best I can.
Yeah.
These things are rather hard to find. And we were sitting there still, talking about this, when my other three children run in the door, and my oldest throws 3 cicada shells on the table between
Dad
and I. And it was just like this total God moment where I knew that only he could have acted in that manner, and it was just too much of a coincidence to call it that.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was a miracle.
Well, you know, that is a great story, just because God is sovereign and directs our steps. That's what the Bible says. Just a little bit of encouragement. I heard a preacher one time say, when he was in a conversation with an atheist, he said, I just believe answers to prayers are coincidences. And the preacher said, yeah, well, when I pray, coincidences happen. And so yeah. I thought it was a great example. I mean, just a good answer. It's not going to satisfy people who are dead set, you know, just complete unbelievers. But it is interesting that as we trust God, these quote unquote coincidences keep happening in our lives, just kind of letting us know that God is mm-hmm. there mm-hmm. and present.
Yes.
And Beth, I'm glad to know that all those cicada carcasses laying all over our yard and in our driveway are just shells.
That is an excellent.
I didn't know that,
Beth. I don't know if you're a theologian or not, but that is an excellent illustration. It really is an mm-hmm. excellent illustration.
Well, like do you I mind said, if I prayed and I felt God gave me that example, so it wasn't me.
Well, you do you mind if I steal that from you then?
Go ahead.
Just give her the credit.
Yeah,
Beth said.
Beth, thank you so much for sharing with us. We appreciate
it. Thank you for your time. Thanks.
Bye.
That's a great, great story. I like that. Where do we go next?
We have Scott in Virginia. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing great. We're doing great. What would you like? What would you like to share, Scott?
When my wife was younger, right when she was going through her lady changes, she wasn't going through them like everyone else, and her mom took her to the doctor and found out that she had a pituitary problem, mm-hmm. and her pituitary gland wasn't working like it should. And the doctor came in and she said, I know you're young, but it's really going to be difficult for you to have kids. And she said, I just don't know how difficult it could take years and years and years. And so she was sitting there and she said, well, at first I didn't want kids. But then when I heard that, she said, I really do actually kind of want kids. And she started getting worried and nervous and sad. And when we were dating, she was telling me this. And she said, but God told me right there in that moment that I was going to have a man of faith. And I wouldn't have to worry about it. And so when we were married, we waited about 2 years. And then after 2 years, we decided to have kids. And we just prayed. And we said, Lord, well, you're bigger than anything. Mm-hmm. And we know you can do whatever you want to do whenever you want to do it. So we pray and ask that you would bless this time and you would bless us with children. And so we go to the fertility doctor and he said, we're just going to try you on just to get your body ready. Don't expect anything because it's just kind of getting you ready. And we got pregnant right away. And
that's
not
awesome.
Just with one, but we had twins.
You had twins.
A double portion.
a boy-girl twins.
Wow. Well, congratulations. How long ago was this, Scott?
They're 7. They're almost 8 years now. And they are healthy and strong and wonderful kids.
Wow, that is awesome. I think that's going to be encouragement to people. And so, so Scott, you are the man of faith that your wife was believing for, huh?
I would like to think so. And I'm not perfect, but
right.
I'm trying my best to be the best dad and best husband I can be.
Well, congratulations. We rejoice with you, and I think that's going to be a real encouragement for people listening, mm-hmm. Scott. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you, guys. Have a great one.
You too. Right. Bye, Scott.
We're continuing on with Miracle Monday. Ed Vitagliano and Lauren Stewart are your hosts. Again, we are asking people to call in and just share testimonies. We don't vet these ahead of time, folks. It's just like a testimony night at church. We're just we trust that people are honest as they talk about these things, but we get some great stories and great testimonies. So let's continue, Lauren. Where we go next?
Pam in Mississippi. Good morning.
Hey, I'm still here.
Okay, well, good, Pam.
Pam, be glad it's not Trivia Friday. You'd have been hanging three times. What you've been hanging?
Well, I had already started telling my story, and then I was put on hold. So, do you want me to start over?
Yeah, because
yes.
That was our producer.
Yeah,
she was just kind of getting an idea of what.
Yeah,
you were gonna tell.
You weren't on the air. She was just finding out. Well, what she does,
okay.
She types a short description of what people are going to say. So go ahead and now we do ask that you make it as brief as possible because we have a long line of
okay.
people behind you. So, but go ahead and share
right.
your story.
All right. When my daughter was 17, she was very, very sick for almost a year, and we couldn't figure out what was wrong through testing and through everything. We found out she had an abdominal tumor, And it was the size, I've got a picture of it, it was the size of a large lemon. And wow, that was a time in our life we needed to know, God, you can heal. And the word said it, but we just didn't really know it in our knower, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we had some friends come over the night before surgery, and we cried out to God and asked him to heal her. We needed to see that. She went to surgery the next day. They opened her abdomen up. There was nothing there.
Wow.
And praise God.
The surgeon came out. He said, Pam, I don't know what's wrong. I know it was there. But we told him God healed her. And even today, she's 33 years old.
Aww.
And we need another miracle. Anatomically, it's impossible for her to get pregnant.
Okay.
But the word says he makes the path. He makes the crooked path straight, mm-hmm, and that is our prayer. And we know that before December, she's going to be pregnant. We know it. We're just believing it. And we've seen him do so many miracles in the last 20 years, and I just praise him, and he's got it.
Well, Pam, when you get that miracle, make sure you call in on another Miracle Monday. We'll hope to be able to get you through. Because that's exciting. And, you know, we just had someone on talking about that. I don't know if you were able to listen while you were waiting.
So
great miracle, great testimony of God's healing power, a tumor that was there and then was not. And so we rejoice with you, Pam. Thank you so much for sharing that with the rest of our listeners.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a great day.
It is Miracle Monday here, the first Monday after Labor Day for September. The number is 888-589-8840 if you want to call in and share with us something that happened to you or to someone you know, 888-589-8840. And again, please make sure that it's something at least in the ballpark of something extraordinary, even miraculous, and we think it's always a great encouragement to people who are listening. All right, where do we go next, Lauren?
Jade, another Iowan this morning. Hey.
Hi. Can you hear me?
We can, all the way from Iowa. We can hear you.
Yeah.
Jade, what would you like to share with our listeners?
Well, thank you so much for having me. 4 years ago, on September 29th, it was a beautiful day, and my husband was in a motorcycle accident. And it was one of those things where we have been going through a lot of different trials. And after each one, we're like, oh, this has to be it. You know, this has to be the last one. We made it through,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets in this motorcycle accident. And he had an open skull fracture. He broke his neck. He dislocated his hip. And he broke his pelvis, an open
skull. Wow.
What happened was he was going about 45 miles an hour around a curve, hit some loose gravel and grain, laid the bike down, slid into a guardrail. So the fact that he's alive is a huge miracle.
Right.
But even though that, for me, that's a huge miracle, there were so many miracles that came out of it. We got him to the hospital. The doctors were all like, he's a miracle. We cannot believe he does not have more severe injuries than he has and that he's even alive. He has his surgery to put him back together. And after 5 days, they send him home. So they sent him home with me, and they're like, he's great. He's going to be fine.
Wow.
He needs to heal at home, okay? So not only that, before that, he had just switched jobs. We had no insurance. No insurance. This is a huge, huge, huge bill because he got life flighted. You know, he was in ICU for
right.
5 days. And we had no insurance because he had just switched jobs. So his financial pressure, stress, you know, is on. And we had people just coming out of the woodwork to help us and support us. And when it was all said and done, when all the doctor visits were done and we, you know, got, you know, help from people or we got financial assistance, we owed nothing.
Wow, that's a miracle in itself.
That's true, especially.
That's a miracle. It's a miracle. I praise God for it. So, and after 3 months, my husband was totally, totally healed, ready to go back to work.
Wow, especially,
you
know.
The doctors are like, yes. His injuries were bad. I'm making it sound good, but it was bad.
Yeah. Well, and the financial part, too, all those surgeries plus those other things that you mentioned, that's a lot of surgery, a lot of follow-up. That is a great story, a great testimony. And does your husband, did he go back to riding motorcycles, or is he permanently off the motorcycle?
He would like to, but we never got another one. We just haven't got another one, and that's fine. He's fine with it, maybe someday. He never did. But I have another miracle in that I want to share.
Needs to be quick, though, okay?
Sure. After 3 months, he's okay to go to work. He doesn't find a job. We're stressed. We're worried, you know? And at exactly 7 months to the day of the accident, he gets called to go back to work. 7 months, that's God's perfect number. It meant the end. It was done. It was like the end of our trial. It was amazing. I just praise God. There's so many miracles in it, and I'm just so glad I got to share it. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Jade, and our listeners, thank you as well. I'm sure that was a real encouragement. Thank you so much, Jade.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Well, these are great. Let's try to squeeze in one more call before the break. Where do we go next?
Jimmy in Kansas. Hey, how are you, Jimmy?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Jimmy. We got about 2 minutes before the break. Can you work your story in 2 minutes?
I'll do my best.
Okay, well, go ahead, sir.
Little preface. When this happened, I was very angry with God from losing some people. And I kind of stayed away. But I had a construction company, and on a project, I fell head first into a basement, and I had a massive head injury. The doctors told my family that there was no way I was going to live.
Wow.
I spent 30 days in ICU. But basically, even though I was angry, I came out of ICU in 30 days, and they put me straight down to a rehab center. And I spent a year and a half in rehab, learning, doing the walking and speech therapy and every other therapy you can do. But
right
where I stand right now, I was working for somebody that was just quit paying, so put us in a bind. And I just, one day I raised my hands. I said, God, what do you want me to do? I need help. And I got a phone call in about 5 minutes or so, and asked me if I still do some of the remodeling and so forth. And as a guy, we don't get it. So a week later, I pulled the same thing. I said, God, you've got to talk to me. And my phone rang immediately asking the same question. And, you know, the doctors told me that they told the family that I wouldn't live, and then I'd be a vegetable, and then I'd be absolute best would be a 12-year-old mentality.
Right.
And today I have reopened my company.
Wow.
I've cut it down. You know, we're keeping small, and but I'm doing great.
Well, I mean, and Jimmy,
he's helping me do it.
You sound articulate. I like your comment, being a guy. Sometimes God speaks, and we're just kind of dense. You know, we don't know when God's speaking to us. But Jimmy, look, we are grateful to God for what He has done in your life, obviously, and you've opened your company back up. That is a great victory for the name of the Lord, and we're very thankful that you're not only that you didn't die, but that God has brought you all the way back. We appreciate you sharing that.
And believe me, He opened a few things up too.
Okay.
Because I saw all the previous miracles that I had received over the years, especially when I was a kid.
Yeah. Thank you, Jimmy. We're out of time before the break, but thank you for calling in and sharing, brother. We appreciate it.
Enjoy your day.
Bye, all right, Jimmy.
You too. All right, folks, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we will continue with Miracle Monday. 888-589-8840 is the number to call. We have coming up still Jeanette, Marie, Karen, and looks like Cy. You guys will be coming up next when we come back after the break. This is Ed Vitagliano and Lauren Stewart. You're listening to Miracle Monday here on American Family Radio. Please come back.
On today's issues, Michael Gardner of Christian Care MediShare with the importance of this ministry to Christians in the changing healthcare climate. Then author Daniel Ruddy with his book, Theodore the Great.
Teddy Roosevelt, at his core, was a deeply conservative man who was sensible enough to listen to the American people and then to implement reforms based on what the country was saying.
Don't miss today's issues every weekday morning at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on AFR.
Since I've led tours for many years to the Holy Land, Israel, many people ask me, what's your favorite place to go? I have two, really, the Garden Tomb and Calvary and the Sea of Galilee. Now, I like all the places we stop along the way in Israel, but those two places in particular are very special and meaningful. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. We'll be going to all the places you've read about in the Bible since you were a child. It's going to be a very special tour of Israel, the Holy Land, March 9 through 17, 2017. We're taking a direct flight from New York to Tel Aviv. For all the information on this tour, just call us at 800-FAMILIES, option 5, and leave us your name and your address, and we'll send you a brochure. 800-FAMILIES, option 5, or visit the website twholyland.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and commentary next. Hillary Clinton exposed her true nature Friday night, delivering what she called a grossly generalistic attack on Donald Trump supporters. Called them racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, a basket of deplorables. That's what she called them. The only thing deplorable was Hillary Clinton's basket of grossly generalistic comments. It's really a modern-day riff on President Obama's 2007 attack, the one where he went off on people who cling to their guns and religion. But Hillary took it a step further and called folks who support traditional marriage and American sovereignty a bunch of racist xenophobes. Don't want to get blown up? Well, folks, Hillary says you're Islamophobic. Do you believe all lives matter? Hillary says you're racist. The Trump campaign says Hillary finally ripped off her mask and revealed her true contempt for everyday Americans. Remember that on Election Day, you basket of deplorables. I'm Todd Starnes.
This is Today's Issues. Email your comments to comments@afr.net. Past broadcasts of Today's Issues are available for listening and viewing in the archive at afr.net. Now, back to more of Today's Issues.
All right, if you need a miracle, we're not promising you can get one here, but we are promising that you can hear about somebody else who had a miracle occur to them. 888-589-8840. It is Miracle Monday. Lauren, before we get back to the phones, I want us, we have Share-a-thon coming up October 18th through the 20th. One of the, I was going to say the funnest things, but that's kind of a Trivia Friday grammar faux pas. One of the things that are the most fun about Share-a-thon are listener testimonies, right? Tell our listeners what we want to hear from them.
Well, if God has touched your life through American Family Radio, you know, or made you go, you know what, I need to get out and vote, or, oh, I didn't realize that. That's going on in the culture war we're engaged in, or, you know, how do I deal with frustrations with God, or being reminded of miracles. What's so important is if when you call and we play these back during Share-a-thon, it's reminding other people of the power of Christian radio. And, you know, we can all be on the air all day long, but it's really your stories that drive Share-a-thon, because we want people to be reminded, hey, we're your station. We're listener supported. We're here because you take time to give. We care about you. We want to offer what you all want in your spirit and your heart. And like Ed said, these listener stories are really tremendous. And then people listening will go, oh, you know what? I need to stop and give. Because I gave, someone came to know the Lord.
Right.
Because I gave, someone is here today and will be in glory that wouldn't have been before.
Right.
Or somebody heard a certain song at a certain time of the day and they were reminded God loved them and it was going to be okay. Those are things that happen every day. And during Share-a-thon, those 3 days, we're reminded of that over and over and over, and the power of Christian radio.
So what do they need to do? Because it's amazing. Folks, I'm sure, are surprised to hear their voice on radio. We play these throughout Share-a-thon. Mm-hmm. And so how do they do that? How do they share their story with American Family Radio?
All you do is you call 877-876-8893. 877-876-8893. And it's like an automation system.
Right.
And you just share your story. And some of you are like, I don't like how I sound on radio. You know what? Our production staff will edit it and you will sound amazing. So if you get on there and you're like, oh, they'll fix it. So don't be concerned about that. You tell your story. They will edit it. It will sound beautiful. But you just don't know how your particular story could turn somebody's life around that very day.
Right. That's right. So listener stories, call in at 877-876-8893. I know we're throwing two different numbers at you, but just keep this one in mind if you want to share your listener stories, 877-876-8893, and maybe your story. Maybe your story, because we do get a lot of them, but maybe your story.
We try to air most all of
them. Yeah, we try to get them almost all on there if we can. Might be on during Share-a-thon, which is coming up in October. All right, it's Miracle Monday. We go back to the phones. Lauren, where do we go next?
Jeanette in Arkansas. Thank you for holding, sister. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing
great.
You know
what? Today's makes us better because we're hearing all these miracles and we're reminded of God's goodness in the land of the living, even in a fallen world.
Oh,
you know?
I've been listening. They're grand. I'm telling you, miracles are wonderful. I don't expect, I mean, I don't just believe. I rely on them.
Yeah, amen. Well, what is it that you want to share with our listeners?
Well, it's with my husband. He's always been healthy, and he's 78. You know, never really been sick, not even with the flu much, out of the 35 years I've been with him.
Yeah.
And he's had 3 surgeries over the last 10 years. One was colon cancer. They took part of it out, and the cancer was gone, and then prostate cancer. And now, again, in January or November, he had colon cancer again, and they took it completely out. And they said, according to the papers and everything, they just want to make sure and give you chemo so nothing's there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he decided he would wait, and he says, well, wait a minute. I trust God so much, Jeanette. I just want to stay with him. I'm not doing chemo. So 5 months later, we went for a checkup, and they said he had had cancer in the liver, the lungs, and the abdomen.
Mm.
And so we're sitting there trying to decide what to do, and he decided he'd have chemo. And they've given him 3 different kinds at one time, and we've had 6
wow.
out of 12 treatments, he's had 3. And those 3, they call it the means number. I call them cancer numbers. And the means number was 153 when we started. It is now down to 23.
What?
Praise God.
Yes. I mean, in his 78, they said that was a factor against him because of his health.
Right.
Because of his age. Plus the fact that he was so weak from, he lost 30 pounds in January on that colon surgery.
Right.
And so the doctor says, well, we can just only make you comfortable, you know, and it could be 2 to 3 years. And we looked at each other and we got home, and on the way home, we looked at each other again, was talking. And I said, you know, I don't care what doctors say. He may know his job, he may know the chemo, but God has not weighed in yet.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, the only thing is he's sitting down a lot because he is a little bit weak from the chemo.
Sure.
But the cancer is going away.
Amen.
And people just look at me and go, oh, I'm so sad about the cancer. And I go, why? It's just a virus. It's just a virus. Don't be scared of it. I'm not, you know.
Yeah.
And people think I'm in such a denial, you know, and they think he's dying, and I know he's not because I'm with him every minute of the day.
Yeah.
And so to me, that is the miracle because I can see everything.
Yeah.
I just know I can.
And I wish doctors wouldn't say, you know, I wish doctors, when they're like, well, you know, how much time to have, that they would just say, okay, you need a miracle. You know, because I see so many times when doctors label that 3 months, 3 years, 5 years, whatever, it really paralyzes people. And I'm like, they should not do that, in my opinion. say that someone has so long, and I think it is good to say, but what does the Lord have to say about that? So that's something that bothers me.
He's not waiting yet. He has not told my husband anything yet. He has not given his prognosis on it.
Yeah.
So we know what's happening here on this earth, and so we know that it's going away, and he knows it's going away.
Yeah.
Of course, he's a little bit, you know, short on patience, but we know it's going away.
Yeah. Well, Jeanette, thank you for sharing that. And we encourage our listeners to be praying. What's your husband's first name?
William.
William.
And keep us posted on him.
Yeah, keep us posted.
Oh, thank you.
And maybe it won't be too much longer before you can call in again and give us a complete thumbs up for testimony of complete healing. So thank you, Jeanette.
They're just about gone. Just one more treatment and it'll be gone.
Amen. Well, thank you, Jeanette. Thank you for sharing, okay?
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. We've had a variety of different testimonies, different types of things that have happened to people. And so this is good. There's something probably for everyone to grab a hold of. Where do we go next?
Karen in Kansas. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, we're doing awesome. Karen, thank you for calling in. It's Miracle Monday. What is it that you'd like to share? What's your testimony you want our listeners to hear?
Well, I'm rejoicing to the Lord because this last week, my grandson had a ruptured appendix. He was taken by ambulance up to Children's Mercy in Kansas City. They went in to see if they can get the appendix out. If you know anything about ruptured appendix, you know poisons are sent throughout the body.
Yeah, very dangerous. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very dangerous. He could become sepsis really fast. Well, it was really neat what God did. He found out that he had a ruptured appendix for about a month.
What?
It was crazy.
You mean it had ruptured a month before?
A month. Yes.
Wow. How old is your?
What had happened is God used white blood cells to go around the appendix, and it captured all the poisons, and it made a real hard crystalline type of a ball around him, and it protected him from getting the poisons throughout his body.
Wow.
The doctor went in, and he took it out, and he said he hadn't seen anything like this in 10 years. And it is amazing how that little guy was so strong. He was only 8. How he's so strong to have lived through this and not become very, very ill. So we're just praising God. He's at school today.
Wow. Are you kidding?
That's incredible.
I'm
not a doctor and don't pretend to be, you know, have any real kind of medical savvy, obviously, but to have a ruptured appendix for an entire month, that's just unbelievable.
And then for it to rupture and then be back at school in a week.
Yeah, for the body to have come along and sealed that off. That is
a miracle.
That's extraordinary. Karen, I can hear in your voice, you're sky high today because of it.
I am. You know, it helps build all our faith. When we see actual faith, things that have faith happen, the miracles that happen, because all of us need to be encouraged. So
amen.
I'm just praising God.
Well, Karen, we praise him with you. Thank you for calling and sharing that testimony.
Thank you.
Bye, Karen.
Bye.
All right, 888-589-8840 is the number to call. It is Miracle Monday. We have just over 15 minutes left. Lauren, where do we go next?
Marie in Alabama. Hey, Marie, how are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
We're doing awesome. Hearing some great testimonies. What would you like to share with our listeners?
Okay. In March, my husband's aunt turned up 100 years old. Has always been very healthy and just could get around all by herself and everything. Saturday, she fell and she hit her head, and the doctor said that it affected part of the brain that wakes you up, and the doctor said that she would never wake up again.
Wow.
She was on a ventilator. She had IVs. She had all these wires coming out of her. And anyway, and they decided to remove everything. Because, you know, I guess they think that if you're 100 years old, it's just, you know, your time to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, after they removed everything, Saturday night, she woke up. She was talking, and she knew everybody.
Wow.
And she's doing good today?
She's doing good. I mean,
God wasn't ready to bring her home yet.
Exactly.
Well, that,
I mean, the doctor said that she would never wake up, but she woke up, and he said that it affected the part of the brain that wakes you up, and she would never wake up. She would never know nobody, but she woke up, and she knows everybody, and she was talking.
Wow, and I'm just saying, just reaching 100 is kind of, I mean, it's not a, technically not a miracle, but at least you got some good bloodlines in the family there, and who knows, maybe a bunch of you will live to 100.
Right. Well, last year I was diagnosed with cancer and went through the surgery, went through chemo, radiation, but I am healthy today.
Well, praise
Marie,
the Lord,
wonderful.
Marie. Thank you so much for sharing that. Obviously, God has touched your heart. I'm sure it's a big miracle for all the people around your aunts or your aunts, depending on what part of the country you're from. So thank you for calling and sharing that with our listeners.
You're welcome, and God is good.
Amen.
All the time.
Amen.
Bye, Marie.
All right. Well, we'll continue. 15 minutes left here at Miracle Monday, 888-589-8840. If you'd like to share with our listeners something extraordinary that God has done in your life or the life of somebody you know, Lauren, where do we go next?
Cy in North Carolina. Hey, Cy.
How you doing?
We're peachy.
I want to tell you a story that happened many years ago, 1967.
Wow.
At that time, I was driving in a brand new Volkswagen with my fiance, who we just before our wedding, and now we're married 49 years coming up.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations. Awesome.
Well, thank you. And we were riding along, and this car didn't have but maybe 500 miles on it, and the red check engine light came on. It was an air-cooled engine. And if that comes on with those particular type cars, you better pull over. And as we were going along this highway out in New York, on Sunrise Highway, there was a car right alongside of me. I pulled over because the light went on. As I was getting out of the car to check the engine, I heard screech of brakes and a crash. I'm a police officer. I jumped back into the car. I said, I got to get up there and see if I can help. Turned the car on. The check engine light went off. It never went back on again. I owned the car for about 7 years. And the two people that were alongside of me were T-boned and they were killed.
Oh,
and
goodness.
That would have been, we were in the right-hand lane, so we would have gotten the accident.
Wow. All right.
The
because of the check engine light, you believe that that God put that on so that you would not be the one in the accident?
Because we were right alongside of this other car. And when the car came through the intersection, he T-boned the car that was to my left.
Ah, I see.
Right in the door, and killed the two people in that car.
Well, was it a Volkswagen Beetle? Is that what it was? Or
mine was, but yeah. This was not. The car that the people were killed in was a big Chevrolet.
Well, no, I was just thinking of the fact those Beetles were pretty small, kind of insubstantial,
and
in
had
terms
no airbags
of
then.
Protection. Yeah, mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you got T-boned in one of those.
Just the waist seat belt.
Yeah.
Didn't even have shoulder straps at that point.
And, you know, so many times we get frustrated because, like, the engine light goes off, or we get stuck at a light, or we realize we left something at home and we have to go back. We're going to be late for our appointment. And one day in glory, we're going to realize the Lord was using those things happening to prevent a catastrophe.
Right.
And so I'm kind of
exactly
learning
right.
Just to
that's
go, you know what, I'm not going to get mad about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe the Lord touched us that night. So.
Well,
and
Cy, thank you. And so you and your bride have been married for 49 years?
Yes, sir.
So I don't know what kind of a guy you are. Are you saying that your wife being married to you was a miracle for 49 years? Is that what you're saying? Or
that could very well be the truth. That could be the second miracle in this story.
Second miracle in this story. Cy, thank you so much for sharing this, and it is a great lesson that sometimes, as Lauren pointed out too, sometimes the things which seem to inconvenience us may be just God's way of preventing a tragedy, protecting us.
Yes, exactly.
Cy, thank you so much, brother. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I love hearing from people who've been married that long. 49 years will be coming up with his 50th, Lord willing, in a year. That in itself is a great
testimony. Well, you've been married a long time.
Well, not that long. 35 years, though.
That's, but, I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's not... And really, it is amazing. My wife has put up with me all those years, laughs at my jokes. Well, some of them that are 35 years old, she kind of nods, you know. But
and you really are married to a wonderful woman. I mean, I don't get to see her that much anymore, but I've just always liked her a lot. So I guess when I met y'all initially, too. Y'all had not really been married that long.
We got married in 81. So we moved to Tupelo in 87.
Which is probably around the time I met you.
Yeah. So that's, we'd been married 6 years. That was it. And now all these many years later, many years of bliss later, my wife and I are still married.
And she's a big animal lover.
Yes,
like
that's
me.
Really why you like her, you know, because she's like you. She rescues dogs.
And Robin and Ed are like that. They're like, nothing else is coming in this house unless you can eat it.
Yeah, and you ignore us, don't you?
We do. Yeah. It's easier to get forgiveness than permission.
Yes, well, my wife has gotten forgiveness many times. All right, let's go back to the phones. Where do we go next, Lauren?
Becky in Alabama. Hey, Becky, good morning.
Good morning. I have a wonderful, wonderful continuing miracle that keeps going on and on and on.
Well, just go ahead and share it then.
Okay. About 6 years ago, I had a stroke. My boys kicked in the back door and carried me to a hospital. The hospital told them I would not live through the night.
Well.
They flew me to another hospital, and they told them up there I had a 5% chance of living, but 4.9% of that I'd be a vegetable.
Wow.
Everything the doctors have spoken over me, and I'm not saying this. The Lord told me, go to your doctor, do what your doctor says. But he did tell me a little extra. He said, don't believe anything they say, believe me. And so that's what I've learned to do is just listen to them and, you know, do what they say, because you might need them. Before I needed my doctors very much before it was over. But anyway, I started walking out. I went to get on disability. And the doctor there said, hold your arms out straight. I did. Put them behind your back. I did. Lift your knees up to your chest. I did everything she asked me. And then she was grading me. And she put her pen down. She looked at me and she said, where did you go to rehab? I said, I didn't. I laid in the bed and I cried and I prayed. She said, well, what kind of exercises did you do? I said, I didn't. I laid in the bed and I cried and I prayed. I didn't. I couldn't. I was on a walker if I could even get up. And so I couldn't do exercises. She said, she put her pen down, she looked at me, she said, Becky, she said, if you did that, she said, I want to tell you something. You are a miracle. She said, I just graded you, and you got all five. All five is the top number you can get.
Wow.
And you got it in every area. I said, really? She said, yes. And she said, but I had a cane then. I was walking with a cane. And she said, why? She said, according to your grade, you don't need that cane to walk. I said, oh, yeah, I do, because I'm not steady. She had a long haul. She walked down that hall, and she said, she told me to walk down the hall, hold the cane horizontally in my hands, and walk back to her, and I did. Her mouth dropped to her feet. She said, Becky, you're going to get disability. I said, why? I'm an A student. I made all five.
Yeah. I don't need no disability.
Yeah, I don't need disability, you know. And she said, Becky, she said, you're going to walk with that cane the rest of your life. And, because of the medication they put you on in that last hospital. And I did go into a coma in that last hospital for a long time. Hmm. So they probably put me on a lot of medications. But I was still on this one. And she said, you will walk with that cane the rest of your life. And if you try to get off that medication, it'll kill you. Well, I've been off that medication now for about 2 years. I'm still alive.
Wow.
And I don't walk with a cane. Right now I'm on no medications. I haven't been on any medications for 2 years. It continues financially every way. He has been there for me, and all it takes is believe in him. Put him first. Believe him first above everybody else, everything else. And not to say that they're not important. My doctors were very important. My doctor wrote me a prescription to get off of that medication, and she let me come off of it gradually. And the Lord told me, he said, Becky, if you'd come off of it by yourself, you would have killed yourself.
Wow.
Just saying that he was with me and I could do it. I had to have her.
Yeah.
Your doctors are very important.
Right.
And when people speak those things over you like they did, like you're not going to walk, you know, they say, you look them in the eye and you go, don't you speak that over me in the name of Jesus. I can't tell you how many times I've said that because my mother taught me that. You know what I'm saying? You tell people, don't speak that over me.
All I do, they get real upset if I do stuff like that. Maybe not you, but they do me.
So what?
All I do is I just say it in my heart. Now, when I walked out of the doctor's office the day she gave me the medicine, this was a doctor that told me she would never take me off that medicine. I'd have to get another doctor to do it. It was too dangerous.
Right.
The Lord showed me how to pray correctly. I was praying incorrectly for her. I mean, it was the way I'd prayed all my life. I've been a Christian all my life. Well, the adult life. And I just walked in her office that day after the Holy Spirit showed me how to pray for her and her only correctly, according to His word. And I did that. And 3 months later, I went in her office, sat down, and she said, Becky, I'm going to take you off this medicine. I never asked her anything.
Yeah.
When I walked out of her office that day, this is what I said. And I don't know if this is spiritual warfare, but I guess it is. It works. Let me say that. I said, God, I thank you. I've got this opportunity in 42 days. I'm coming off that medicine. I knew you wanted me off of it. You don't speak death to people. You speak life to people. And I thank you so much. But I said, all these doctors, I think I had two or three of them that said it would cause me to die. I said, all these doctors have said, okay, I'm going to be off this medicine in 42 days, and they are telling me that I'm going to be a dead woman.
Yeah.
You said you died to give me life. I'm going with you.
That's right. You can't go wrong.
And I got off of it, and I was supposed to have all this. If this happens,
right.
You get right back on it. None of it happened. None of it.
Well,
and so when I went back to see her 3 months later, she said, Becky, you look better than you've ever looked. I said, I do. She said, yeah, you got back on it, didn't you? I said, no, ma'am, I didn't. She said, you didn't? Did this happen? Named it all out. I said, no, ma'am. She looked at me, and she shrugged her shoulders, and she said, well, I walked off.
Well, Becky.
So they don't understand, but he does.
He does. That's right.
He understands. And I asked him, I said, why don't you heal more people? He said, they don't believe I'll do it. They believe their doctors. They believe. All you have to do is believe him instead.
Yeah.
Do what they say. Do everything they say. I'm not saying get off your medicine. Do all that because it would have killed me.
Right.
But I really believe it would have. But she took me off of it gradually. They're very smart. They're very intelligent. They know what to do in the flesh. They don't necessarily know
Hey, Becky,
what to do in the spirit.
Becky, I'm sorry. We're gonna have to let you go because we are just about out of time. But thank you so much for sharing that with us. And we do rejoice.
I do what? Financially in every way. It's awesome. I'm could never drive. I've got my driver's license. Everything.
God is faithful.
He's faithful if we believe him.
Amen.
Just tell them all to start believing and don't doubt. They're
all right.
All coming through, every one of them.
Becky, thank you so much for being on with us. Folks, we are out of time. We are sorry for all those of you who have waited so patiently to get on. Hopefully, next time we have Miracle Monday, you'll be able to get through. We had so many people lining up who wanted to share their testimony. So please forgive us. But go and share your testimony with somebody else. It doesn't have to be on the air. And I'm sure most of you do share those testimonies. Let other people know about the faithfulness of God. Well, we are not through with today's issues. We're done with Miracle Monday. We, after a five-minute break for news, we will come back. Lauren Stewart and I, this is Ed Vitagliano, sitting in for Tim Wildman this week. When we come back, we're going to have a couple of guests in studio and talk about Operation Christmas Child, but then also another powerful testimony of a family who had a son that went through a battle with cancer. So we'll be talking to the mom about that miracle. As I said, we're going to take 5 minutes for a break. This is Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Please come back and join us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.